Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
All right, Buck, you and I were talking about this one a little bit before the show. I love a good celebration.
Yeah.
I love me a great celebration.
Sure.
Smoking everybody on a track meet and then using a fire extinguisher on your feet.
Pretty original.
Because you've smoked everyone. Mwah! Well, the old fuddy-duddies did not think so highly of it, and they stripped a gold medal from a participant for excessive celebration.
Yeah, this was down in California.
This is whack.
16-year-old, she wins the gold medal in the 400 meters. So you're going one time around the track. She dusts everybody, and like you said, feet on fire. She has the celly ready to go with the fire extinguisher, and there's video of this. And you know what? Funny little bit. It affects the race none. However, that excessive celebration caused them to strip her of the medal and of the victory. And listen, I get that sports have gotten to a place of grandstanding and taunting, celebrating, dancing that maybe past generations aren't super comfortable with. But it's just the evolution of things. And this doesn't seem, she didn't do something to an opponent. She didn't belittle somebody. She didn't taunt somebody. She won a race. She took care of her business. She celebrated on her own. What's the big deal?
I love bat flips.
Yeah.
I love touchdown dances.
Yeah.
We're all around the same age. We were all raised in the respect the game
sure
era, but also celebrate.
Yes.
There's a, act like you've been there before. I didn't score a ton of touchdowns in high school football. I did the same thing every time. Toss the ball to the ref.
Barry Sanders.
Look, I was a fullback. It was a lot of straight lines. Mm-hmm. There was nothing sexy about what I did.
Oh, don't sell yourself short.
But we had our celebrations on the sidelines.
Sure.
We had the things we did, and it's like, this is cool. Like,
this is fun, it's original, and again, it has nothing to do with her opponents.
Chad Johnson and T.O. having the you know, stuff ready to go in the goalpost.
T.O. the Sharpie in his sock. Chad Johnson, the Hall of Fame jacket on the side. Like, Joe Horn with the cell phone underneath the field goal.
Like, all those things are awesome.
And a lot of people hated him at the time, but they didn't say your team loses the game now because of it.
No, because we like, the whole respect for the game thing, like, I love it when a soccer player scores from 30 yards out on a free kick and then does the most stupid thing imaginable.
Sure.
Cristiano Ronaldo has the, you know, the jump up in the air,
the star splash kind of a deal. Yeah.
LeBron James doing the powder before the game,
theatrics,
or doing the double chest pump down, like Love Jalen Brunson doing the three fingers.
Why do we watch sports?
Tyrese Halliburton doing the choke.
It's real life theater every day, and people playing into the dramatics of it. If you are causing some harm or inflicting something really negative
taunting
about the
your
people,
opponent stuff, like,
and even that, like, some of that in the spirit of competition is fine. I get why you need to draw a line on some of it, and I can even understand or sympathize with maybe track people or sports people that just don't like that she did that. That's fine. You don't need to take her win.
Stop. Not only that, stop her.
Sure. That too. Like, don't like it, stop them.
Dame, who's, you know, kind of held up as like the gold standard of like professionalism in sports, you know, all the endorsements and how he's looked at. That's the same guy that waved bye-bye and told Chris Haynes he was just waiting to whoop Russell Westbrook's ass.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's the spirit of competition. I didn't want to talk about this without saying this. This is in California. This is high school in California, the CIF championships.
Yep.
Did you see, this is not worst day on the web, this may be best day on the web.
I think I did.
Did you see the time that came across for the 100 meter?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Take a wild guess what the...
In Oregon?
No, California, which is... This is a high school senior.
100 meter dash.
100 meter dash.
Ooh.
And wind certified. So it wasn't a crazy tailwind. It was within the specs.
10-4.
10-01.
Woo!
High school kid.
God, that's cooking.
30 years ago, that's Olympics.
Right. Yeah.
This is a high school kid.
My God.
10-01. I want to make sure I get his name here.
Do we know where this kid's going? Where he's going to school?
Oh, I'm sorry. He's not even a senior. He's a junior.
Oh my God.
At De La Salle.
Okay. I know De La Salle.
De La Salle,
well.
Pretty good program.
Yeah.
This was his fastest time PR by .29.
Does he play football too?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I mean,
a lot of times those track kids also
I will show you a picture of him. This is him on the left. So I'd say yes.
Probably. That is sensational. My goodness.
10-01 from a 17-year-old.
Okay. Let me pivot on you. You tell me which is, they're apples and oranges, so I won't say more impressive, but we talked about this briefly. We had the longest day in golf earlier this week when people are trying to qualify for the U.S. Open, and it's two consecutive rounds in the same day at all these qualifying sites. 17-year-old kid who is still 2 years away from going to college. In his two rounds, he goes out and he shoots a 63-63 to qualify for the U.S. Open. 63-63 among everyone else trying to get into the U.S. Open. He goes 18 under and he will be teeing it up next week at Oakmont.
I shot 20 over an executive course yesterday.
Yeah. And this dude went 9 under consecutive rounds or something like that. It's bonkers. It's bananas.
That's
fact that people
so
that
nuts.
Age can do things like that, unbelievable.
So he is a football player. He's 5'9", a buck 65. So
okay.
We're talking about who was the Bernard Oregon about that size. Not Barner. D'Anthony.
D'Anthony Thomas.
Same kind of deal.
More diminutive.
He's an athlete. He's, you know, as far as you're talking about recruiting, but he's committed to Jordan Hudson's North Carolina Tar Heels.
Oh, interesting. Coach Hudson out there.
Yeah. Bill Belichick.
Side of Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you see the other part about that? That Jordan Hudson had been around Bill Belichick since as early as 2021?
Yeah. Well, I what I'd heard, and maybe we'll continue this on the other side of the break. There's some interesting smoke going on there with UNC, Bill, and Jordan. And yes, it does seem as though she has tried to make it seem as though they didn't meet when they may have initially met, when she may have been a teenager.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.